Yo, what is going on, everybody? It's your boy Krabby Cabby. My name is Chris, and you're listening to episode 6 on Krabby Cabby's podcast. Today is going to be a nice day. I can feel it. I'm sitting in the Food Lion parking lot. I have a run coming up at about 6:30, so I'm going to have to leave and go and pick them up about 6:25. They're just right down the street. And in this segment, I'm not sure exactly what I want to talk about. I actually was going to put something on here over the weekend, but I got kind of caught up with some other things. And I'm working on several other things at one time. I was talking about that one time before in another segment. I'm working on music as well as the podcasting, writing a book, working on my second book. I just got so much going on right now. It's just ridiculous. And I mean, this weekend I was just really focused on like music theory and trying to figure out or trying to learn how to play melodies and chords that actually make sense, that are on rhythm and like not out of rhythm and like on like the right kind of, on like the right track, you know, like the right kind of tone for the music. I'm not exactly sure what I'm trying to say. Oh my God, it's so early. But like I said, it's like just after 6 a.m. It's Tuesday. And I feel like it's going to be a good day. So yesterday was a pretty decent day. I did leave work early. I wasn't feeling well. But today, your boy's at 100%. And I'm ready to be out. Yeah, I'm ready to be out here. And I'm ready to be making some money. Nah, let me not say that. I'm ready to be out here. And I'm ready to be making some money. I'm going to... I'm not going to pause and re-record. I want you guys to hear this one episode, uncut, uncensored, not a minute paused or not paused one time. Damn it, I'm not good at this. So I'm probably going to be making a lot of mistakes and all during this segment. So you know what? You guys can just freaking deal with it. I do love you all, guys. Thank you so much for... sticking to the channel. I got some traffic and all flowing through. It's looking pretty good. For just starting out, it's pretty amazing what I've accomplished over the last several months. Just this time last year, I had no intentions at all of doing anything other than driving a cab for the next couple years. And with a little bit of a push and some motivation from within, you know, I was able to go back to school. I was able to write a book. I mean, I'm able to do a lot of stuff. I actually turned my house that only had one book for the longest time. The author's name and the title I will not disclose, but it was a comedy book that was pretty funny. And they actually made a movie about it. Not too many people have heard about it, but there is a movie. It's kind of similar to Road Trip. But yeah, that's all I'm going to say. For privacy reasons, I don't even know the person or the author or the person that made the movie, or you know what I'm trying to say, the main character. But I am a fan of his, though. I have both of his books. Well, actually, I think he has 3 or 4 books, I'm not sure, but I have 2 of them. So yeah, anyway, enough of that. I am currently in the middle of reading The Fifth Wave by Rick you know what, screw it, by Rick Yancey. The Fifth Wave, which is actually a pretty good book. Great movie also, too, by the way. If you guys haven't seen that, definitely check that out. It's got a few characters in it that you would see and you're like, I know that guy. You can't think of their names, but you know who they are because you've seen them in other movies. So, I hate that. I have a friend who knows probably more about movies and actors than I do, or I mean, movies and actors that I've ever thought I would know about. I don't know, but anyway, I'm gonna try to get some music, some beats and all made, and probably put them on here and use them as my background music, because some of the selections that are on here are kind of like, I'm not going to say outdated or underrated. They're just kind of like, I guess I could say cheesy. I don't know. But I feel like I can probably create a good melody and like a good bass background noise, music, whatever. Sorry, I don't have much enthusiasm in my voice right now. I'm kind of tired and my mouth is kind of dry right now, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, crap, I don't know what to say. Damn, I should pause it. But you know what? I'm not going to. I'm going to let you guys hear this shit straight through. Probably a big mistake, but you know what? It is what it is. I don't even know if I want to publish this now. Here I go, going on and on and on. Just shut up, Chris, and do it. Damn it, Bobby! Sorry. Anyway. Damn it, I caved. I just went ahead and paused it. Deal with it. Oh, well. Anyway, the county that I live in, they're building a library. And I honestly can't wait for it to get done. They are building a library, and I'm staring right at the construction site right now. And just, I'm really anxious. Well, not anxious, but I'm really, like, astounded. I can't wait to go in there and just pick up a couple books, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, I haven't really had any issues lately with riders. I did talk about a rider the other day where they went to the police station and said that the cops wouldn't give them back their money, their wallet, their phone, but gave him back his shoes. He paid. Dispatcher contacted me the other day out the blue and wants some random. Said that she had my $45. I know it wasn't as much as the meter said, but you know what? I was actually shocked. No. I was flabbergasted that he actually paid the money. I mean, I wasn't really expecting him to pay like most other riders who ran on me. But yeah, he actually paid. So when I get a chance, when I get down when I get down to where he's at, I know where he lives at. So when I get a chance, I'm going to actually make my way to go find him and actually thank him personally. Because I really, like I said, I was not expecting him to pay me whatsoever. I wasn't expecting him to pay me a dime, let alone damn near close to the total of the fare. But yeah, $45, hey, I'm not complaining. 45 out of, well, I think it would have been like 50, or no, not 50. Like, it probably would have been like close to $50. But 45, you know what? It's more than sufficient for me. I appreciate you, sir. I'm not going to say your name because I don't even remember your name, so yeah. Anyway, deal with it. Besides, he probably won't even ever hear this podcast. But if he does hear it, you know exactly who you are and who I'm talking about. So I appreciate you, sir. I'll say it again. Now, I know my last segment or my last podcast was like 21 minutes, I believe. This one's probably not going to be close to 21 minutes, but we'll see. Let's wait and see how this segment goes. I have actually paused and recorded a couple times, which I said I wasn't going to do. But yeah, I was kind of getting tongue twisted and running out of stuff to say. So yeah. So anyway, aside from all that, I hope everybody's staying safe and everybody's using proper measurements to combat COVID-19. Also, what is going on with these Asians sending us everything that they have? Viruses. Now they got these big ass hornets. What's up with these murder hornets that they call them? Come on, man. I gotta be riding around now. I gotta worry about bees. I hate regular bumblebees. Okay? I runs from bumblebees. I don't give a fuck what you say or what you think about that. I will haul ass. You know what? I'm gonna take it back real quick. Back in 2012 or 2000, yeah, no, it was 2012 or 2013. I want to say it was 2013. Me and a buddy of mine were sitting in my car and we had the doors open and we were smoking. There was a wasp that flew into my car and I was literally 3 houses up the street before my buddy reached for the door handle. He died of laughter and was so weak that he couldn't even reach that damn door handle and open it because he was dying laughing so hard. He said, yo, I ain't never seen a white boy run that fast before. I was no more good. I was dead. It was the one of the funniest moments of my life. You know who you are, brother. I know you're going to be listening to this podcast. I appreciate you. Love you, man. But anyway, these murder hornets, they ain't no bumblebees or no regular wasp. Hell no. These motherfuckers, they talking about they can put you down with one sting and multiple stings could kill a human. And, you know, like wasp hornets, their stingers don't, retract from their body once they sting you. Nah, them fuckers stay in there. They can sting you more than one time. And I know on some of my other podcasts, I didn't really cuss that much. But I'm speaking from the heart today. I'm speaking from Krabby Cabby's, not Krabby Cabby, from Chris's perspective. From Krabby Cabby. From the heart, okay? So, yep. Gotta go get these people now. Sitting in my car, the heat just popped on real quick. The windows got a little foggy. But, so now I gotta go pick up these people and take them to work. BRB. You're listening to Krabby Cabby's podcast. Stay tuned. And I'm back. Another happy customer that was picked up on time, dropped off to where they needed to go at on time, and a $4 tip. Which is, $4.50 to be exact. Which is freaking awesome considering the fact that they normally don't tip. So I guess today they were even in a good mood and all today, I guess. I don't know why. But it's because Krabby Cabby went and picked them up. So they got to where they needed to go at one time, safe and sound. So, booyah! Anyway, I hope everybody has a good day. Everybody stay safe. And I guess I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast, you know? I mean, I don't want to. I want to keep going on and on and on and on forever. But I can't. Because I got to come up with more content to satisfy you guys, you know? I don't know why I'm being all whispery and quiet and, well, not quiet. I don't know why I'm whispering. Damn it, Bobby. Why are you whispering? Spit it out, Junior. let me stop. But anyway... Tomorrow, I'm going to make an episode. Each segment is going to be about the person that I picked up last. So, yeah, if I pick up 15 people, it'll be 15 segments. And Lord only knows how long that's going to be. I'm going to do that. I might do that once a week. Record after each segment. And let you know my experience and how everything went. And if the customer was nice, if they were an asshole, if they stiffed me, if they gave me a tip, I'll give you guys all the details. I mean, I'm not going to tell you their name or where they live at or nothing like that. No, I'm just going to say, yeah, I just picked up this person from Walmart. And they got in, yada, yada, yada. They threw an attitude. So I told them they need to calm down or get out because I'm not going to have it. And they apologized. They calmed down. And we actually had a decent conversation about books the whole way going to their destination. You know, something like that. I'm not going to get too much into detail. Just want to let you know that it was a pleasant or a horrible experience. 9 times out of 10 of my experiences with these customers are pretty, or shall I say riders, are pretty pleasant. Nowadays, they just don't talk. And you know what? Like I said before in another podcast, I don't care if you don't talk. I can care less. I'll put my music up. We can listen to some music. Then I drop you off where you want to go at. You know, simple as that. Don't ask, don't tell, no questions. Right? So, but yeah, all right. So that'll do it for this segment or for this
podcast, guys. I appreciate you all again. Hope you all are having a wonderful day. You're enjoying life, having fun, smiling, minding your P's and Q's, and staying safe from COVID-19. Take care. I'll see you guys tomorrow, and have a good day.